The local chapter of NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness, is hosting Andrew and Stephanie Downing from Grand Rapids tonight at 6:30. Andrew lives with schizophrenia, and the couple have written a new book. It's called Marriage and Schizophrenia, Eyes on the Prize. And they join me now in the studio. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Where should we begin? Why did you want to write a book, I guess, in the first place?
Originally, it was just meant to be a fun, creative project that we could do together. And shortly after the writing started, we found that it was an amazing therapeutic tool for both of us.
Yeah, I think we first started because it was fun.
Your early hockey career is an important part of this story, I think. And maybe we could start there, kind of hear about when you went on the road really young, didn't you?
Yeah, I left home when I was 16. And I first started to display symptoms of serious mental illness and came across a lot of problems in my life. And I had to move back home about 6 months after leaving home. And there was a lot of questions as far as, you know, what I was going to do with my life, if I was going to be able to continue to play hockey. And my senior year in high school, I left again to try to play hockey again. And the delusion set in even more seriously that year. And looking back on it, it's just, I have a different perspective now, having lived through it. And looking back, it's just so clear that I was struggling with schizophrenia at that time.
I imagine it takes a while to get to a diagnosis or to figure things out. Would that be true?
Yeah, I mean, in my case, I was committed to the psych ward at 18. Pretty closely after hockey came to an end for me, and it was either I start taking medicine for schizophrenia or I might be dead. And it was just one of those things where my parents and myself were just at a total loss for what to do. I wouldn't say it was something we wanted to do. It was just a last resort for me.
This is a book about marriage as well. Stephanie, how did the two of you meet?
Well, the funny part is that I had a crush on Andrew from the ninth grade on.
Did you know who she was?
Yes, I did.
Okay, yeah.
And I was at a place of change and transition in my own life, and I saw Andrew walking down the main street of Grand Rapids, and I thought, I should call this guy, which is crazy for me because I'm very shy, and it was going to be just awkward. And I called him, and I knew he played music, so I was excited to hear him play, and we just hit it off right away. I was drawn to Andrew because he is just fascinating in many ways. His brain is, he has this athletic side, and then he has this really creative side to him that just intrigued me.
Yeah, I think for me to be walking on Powers Hill at the time by myself with, you know, large headphones on, and I kind of stuck out, and being in a small town, people tend to talk sometimes. I think she knew part of my story, and I think, you know, originally she had called to be a friend and to reach out to me, which I was very grateful at the time.
Yeah, but it led to a lot more. Mm-hmm. Now, no marriage, no relationship is easy in the best of circumstances. How do you get through the difficult times?
We both rely very heavily on faith and communication, being humble, being willing to laugh at ourselves and just address issues and sometimes confront, sometimes push, sometimes be patient, and just trying to have some discernment and wisdom on when to do that has been tricky but helpful.
Yeah, and with mental illness in the marriage, it's been more challenging. And for me to experience healing in the marriage, and for Stephanie too, I needed to get out of my own reality and experience hers and understand that what she was going through was as hard as my problems too, and that my problems weren't worse than hers and hers weren't worse than mine. And I think we found healing in just understanding that we're in it together, the same.
We are talking with Andrew and Stephanie Downing. Their new book is out. It's called Marriage and Schizophrenia, Eyes on the Prize. Your kids are on the cover. Tell us a little bit about your kids.
Oh, they are. It was cute because before I came here, I said to my youngest son, who's 4 years old, I said, we're going to go to KXC and talk about the book. And he's like, that's our book. That's our family's book. And I'm like, yep, you're right, James.
Yeah, the kids have been such an important part of my life. And they're such a inspiration for me to keep going and to work hard at being the best I can be. And Ella has just been amazing. You know, as a 10-year-old, she's just such a blessing in my life. And it's been great to be her dad and watch her grow up into a little lady. And then with James, he's just totally different, just all energy and total boy. And it's been fun spending a lot of time with him as well.
They've become Andrew's priority, for sure. Well, both of ours, but yeah. That's been part of the process of prioritizing life and simplifying and just focusing on the family and marriage and raising healthy children.
So what do you mean by prioritize?
For me, it's with my illness and with my personality, too. I can be lost in my imagination or be lost in my symptoms, and I've been just really committed over the last 5 or 6 years to just make sure that my wife and the kids are number one in creative projects and whatever else is last place, you know.
And you said something about progress, working on it all the time, working on your marriage. I think that's something a lot of us forget in our relationships. Can you talk a little more about how faith helps with that, or how that works as you're within your family?
I would say that faith has given us hope. It's given us purpose. It's kept us able to focus on the other person before ourselves, being able to be uncomfortable to help the other person, and in turn, just believing that there'll be a blessing.
Yeah, for me, faith has been so important, and understanding that this life is not everything, and that there's a plan for healing both now and in the future. So having that mindset, having those revelations from God, just of peace and comfort, has been so important to me in my darkest times, for sure.
I wonder if you can, either of you, kind of explain what symptoms might be that you deal with.
I was diagnosed with schizophrenia at 18, but I've been given other diagnoses along the way. Having dealt with this for close to 20 years now, I can honestly say that grandiose schizophrenia type symptoms have been most prevalent for me. Those symptoms would include just thoughts of grandeur, thinking extravagant realities, being caught up in creative projects that turn into strange or harmful realities. I've heard voices over the years, I've seen things, I've had visual hallucinations. Thankfully, I've had a really, really good stretch of about 6 or 7 years where I haven't had anything very intense at all. So the first part of our marriage, the first part of my life, was extremely turbulent and just all kinds of symptoms. I would say a symptom that overrides and kind of stays around is from time to time confusion. It seems that schizophrenia or grandiose schizophrenia will grab my attention and pull me out of reality on a daily basis, even now. And, you know, I just have to keep things simple to come back. And then another symptom that gets kind of forgotten in the picture is struggling with the medicine that I take. I have to take so much medicine just to have a chance at everything. And that's now the primary battle now, is dealing with the side effects of the medicine.
Stephanie, do you know when Andrew is struggling with something, or is it about Andrew knowing he needs to communicate to you, or kind of a mix of those things?
I would say definitely both. When he was lowering his medication in the past, I could just tell that he had an extra amount of energy and had a tough time focusing and sticking with things. He was very inconsistent and sporadic, impulsive, and he just wasn't able to sleep, which was one of the most concerning things, is when he didn't get his proper rest.
Yeah, a number of problems would happen not taking the full amount of medication. And, you know, people with mental illness really battle with taking their medicine, and for good reason. I don't think there's a lot of documented literature out there on what people with schizophrenia or major mental illness who are taking antipsychotic medications. I don't think we fully understand the toll it takes on a person's body. And I think that's why so many people try to get off their medicine at some point. So a lot of times there's no way I can hide it. I'll wake up and she'll look at me and just be like, wow, he's really sick. And I think that happens in our life on a weekly basis, probably a daily basis. And she's just become a little bit more comfortable over the years at, like, thinking that, okay, I trust him. I know he's going to bounce back in a few hours or a day.
And he knows that I'll get frustrated and it's hard on me. And he's compassionate and understands that his actions are going to have an effect on me, and he's just willing to give me space and let me try to move on and calm down.
You both grew up in the Grand Rapids area. Is it a good thing to be in your home community?
That's been a loaded question for me. Over the years, I've come to realize that there's so many people that support me and love me, and I've come to realize that people are more in my corner than the other way around.
I agree. Definitely, you have a lot more of the feelings of, do these people know what's going on? Maybe not, I don't know. So you're not hidden. You definitely feel like you're in the spotlight at times.
Yeah, it's not easy. For me, going to the hockey rink is a difficult thing. There's certain environments that I try to stay away from sometimes, and I think some of my friends understand I'm kind of reclusive.
So what are some of the strange questions or comments that you get from people in your community?
Well, I hit on this one in the book. It was, do you fear leaving the kids home alone with Andrew because of his illness? And that was hard. That was something that really affected me when I heard that. I've had people ask me if maybe it was something in our diet. Maybe Andrew wasn't eating healthy enough foods, and that's why he's struggling with this mental illness.
I've had a lot of comments over the years. A lot of insensitive things have been said, you know, thinking that I got hit too many times playing hockey, or, you know, if I just would have stayed home and not left and gone to play hockey somewhere else, then I wouldn't have gotten in trouble, things like that. I think people have asked if I've had brain cancer before, so you get rumors and stuff like that floating too. Yeah, there's been a lot of...
Well, you said that it was a kind of a fun project for you guys to work on, but why do you want your story out there? What are your hopes for the book?
Just that word, hope itself, and we kind of broke the book down into three different topics, one being mental illness, not schizophrenia in general, but hitting on anxiety and depression and addiction. And then we talked about relationships a lot in the book, and just we know that a lot of people struggle in their relationships, so we thought it was an important topic. And then finally, personal development, and how can you grow, and how can you find peace, and how can you love more and show more compassion? So personal development and holistic, focusing on exercise and eating right and spirituality and all those things. So it was a lot of different topics covered.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun for us. We needed something at the time to do together and to heal from a lot of the stuff that we've been through. And I think it's been a really fun process that we've been able to enjoy even today, and hopefully we'll continue to write together. I'm trying to convince her to to keep going, because I really enjoy this project and I enjoy working with her.
You can hear Andrew and Stephanie Downing speak tonight at the Grand Rapids Area Library. It's the Grand Rapids chapter of the National Alliance on Mental Health. Their education meeting at the Grand Rapids Area Library, 6:30 tonight.